Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks. Glad to have you on the show. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Today on Conscious Talk, we're going to visit with Devra Jacobs. She is the author of the book Happy Move. We're going to go to her for some advice because, according to research, moving happens to be one of the most stressful life events. And on an average, 15.3 million American households move each year, whether it's across the country or going abroad or just down the street, preparing for and quote unquote controlling every detail of the moving process certainly can be overwhelming.
Yeah, and we think we see most of those vans on I-5 in the Seattle
yes.
area. But hey, she is the author of A Happy Move, which is a great book. But let me tell you a little bit about Devra. She's practically a professional when it comes to moving. She and her family have moved across the U.S. and even once to Korea 29 times.
Ooh.
You know, although she didn't personally serve in the military, several of her moves were because she was married to an army man. But along the way, she learned a lot of valuable lessons, and we're going to see if we can't learn some from her today. Devra, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, Devra, 29 moves. I can't even imagine. Rob and I have moved enough in our lifetime, but that really tops it all. So why don't you share a little bit of your personal experience and some lessons you might have learned along the way?
Well, you know, it's funny because when you say 29 times, it's like, wow. And those are just the ones I remember. there were lots
Yikes.
Of little local in the same town kind of moves in there as well. But major moves, there were 29. I think the most important lesson, and this is why I wrote this book with my partner, is that you don't know if you're not organized and you don't have only moved once or twice in your life. You kind of do the throw and go. But if you know and you're organized and you have everything at your fingertips and you know what the pitfalls are going to be before they happen, then it doesn't matter if you move once or if you move 29 times, they're going to be happy moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if you also, well, certainly for someone like you who's moved so often, especially during the military days where you could expect to be moving, I wonder if you, when you finally got into a house and set it up, if you were already anticipating, you know, you kind of set it up with the anticipation of moving again and having it organized that way.
You know, it's funny because my daughter and I were talking about this last night, that every time we've ended up moving, it's within a year of us saying we're never moving again.
Yeah, right.
We know this one.
Yeah.
Never say never.
Never. Yeah.
We have never pre-set up anything for a move. I will tell you, I have changed my furniture and changed my decor a lot because of moves.
Mm-hmm.
There are just things that are too expensive to move. So, mm-hmm. or you move to a whole nother area. You know, when you move from Arizona to North Carolina, you go, oh, I want to be beachy now.
You know,
so you get rid of all your Native American stuff and all your Southwestern stuff and you change completely. And then it's, oh, I'm moving to California. Okay, let's change that again. But no, I've never had enough foresight to plan for something like that.
Yeah.
I think if anything, you quit acquiring as much.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Not collecting as much stuff. I have to tell you, Devra, I have a very dear, dear friend who is prepared always for a move. Not that she's expecting it, but she has things that she has stored that are already labeled, already put in a box. She knows exactly where everything is. So if, in fact, a move comes upon her for some reason, she is really organized and ready to go. So my question is organization really the key to taking out most of the stress, if not all of it?
It absolutely takes out probably 85% of the stress.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we talk about intensely in this book is, as you're packing, you're marking boxes. You know exactly what's in what room, what's mm-hmm. in what box. So when you get to the other end, one, the movers, if you have professional movers, put the boxes where they need to go mm-hmm. so you're not hauling them all over the house. But you also, you know, that first night in, we talk about having this emergency box. You know, if the movers are delayed and you drive cross country, you have your emergency box with you that has your coffee pot and coffee and bath towels and paper plates and all the things that can sustain you mm-hmm. until the movers show up a day or two later.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And having that organization is huge. Plus, you know, when you organize your move and you're packing, like I always tell people, if you know you're going to move a month before, start packing a month before
right.
and pack the things you're not going to use. And it also gives you time to sell or discard or mm-hmm. donate anything mm-hmm. you really don't need to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned how you changed decor a lot. Our last move, we very fortunately sold most of our furniture with the house. And I consider that a strategy because, you saved on the moving costs, but also that stuff just wasn't going to fit necessarily into the new place, which you've already expressed decor-wise, but we downsized from a large house.
And how important is it to downsize, or is it not even a question?
Well, I love that you were saying that about getting rid of, you know, the furniture before you move. One of the boo-boos I made is I had this gorgeous king-size bed mm-hmm. that I dearly loved. And mm-hmm. so I paid a fortune in the moving, you know, because you move by weight,
right.
Fees to move it. And when I got to the other place, I could not find a rental because I hadn't organized that part of the move first.
Mm.
And that would hold the bed. And so I ended up, I couldn't even sell it. I mean, I had to just donate it someplace because I didn't have time to sell it. And there was no, so I ended up buying a bed. So
yeah.
Every move after that, unless I had a really good mattress, I always got rid of my mattresses and bought new at the other end.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think that's really a smart thing to think about because, like you said, moving is about weight. And if you really feel that you're going to move or have the desire to downsize like we did, we wanted to downsize. We knew the furniture, most of it that we had, including our California King bed
right.
that we really, really enjoyed, was not going to fit. And so we were somewhat organized. I wouldn't say we were fully organized. If we move again, I would like to be much more organized. And I really think your book is very, very helpful for that. So we just have a couple of minutes before we're going to run off to a break. Can you give us a couple of common stressors that occur while a move?
One of the things I put in this book are forms that you can fill in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest stressors is not remembering who your utility company was, not knowing what your turnoff date was for your gas company, not remembering if you're supposed to get a refund from deposits, not knowing when you go to the new doctor what your old doctor's address was for them mm-hmm. to get your medical records.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that ends up in this book. So when you get to the new location, all you got to do is take your book with you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's really being organized.
Yeah, well, I think that people will want to compartmentalize and say, well, this is just about moving, but it's really about your life. It's about lifestyle and maintaining it if that's what you wish to do. Otherwise, you know, it's you're going to be on Naked and Afraid on the Discovery Channel, you know.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we're not going to go there, Rob.
If you're not making that choice, then, you know, this is really the direction you want to go. It's a great book, a happy move. But, you know, it's one of those things that we don't think about on a daily basis. But, you know, be prepared.
Yes. And Devra has a great website. It's ahappymove.com, ahappymove.com. To check that out. But also you want to get the book, A Happy Move, and you can get that off our site, and we'll let you know all that a little bit later in the show. But stay tuned, folks, because we have a lot more to talk about with Devra and why this is such an important thing, since it seems to be one of the most stressful events in our life. And I can say from my point of view, it's been stressful, even when we did the last move and we were fairly organized. And I want to talk about that when we come back, Devra. If that's more anticipation or stress or excitement, can we really tell the difference? Well, you're listening to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. Our website is conscioustalk.net. We'll be back right after these messages, so stay tuned.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and so glad to have you on board. We always want to remind you, this show and all the shows we do are available in our archives at conscioustalk.net, or a couple hours after this live show, it's podcast over all the major services like Apple, Google, Spotify, etc. So don't worry if you're in your car. Yeah, you can't write something down. It's all available. And, of course, every guest has a guest page. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And I just want to say, if you download from our site a show, you can download it for free. There is no charge to listen to these interviews, and we keep them for up to 2 years. So you can go back and listen if you thought you missed something. So we're here today with Devra Jacobs. She is the author of Happy Move. And we're talking about
A Happy Move.
A Happy Move. And we're talking about, Devra, about the stresses. Apparently moving is a very stressful event. And I mentioned in the last segment at the very end that we were pretty prepared in our last move, and yet I still had a lot of anticipation, excitement, etc., but it felt even like stress. Is that possible?
It absolutely is. You know, my mother used to say proper planning prevents poor performance. And that's absolutely right. Most of the stress on moving comes from not properly planning or not knowing the details. You know, like I recommend in the book, you know, if you know where you're going to be moving to, try to go there ahead of time. Try to, if you're going to buy a house or rent a place, to do that before you actually hire the movers. That way you know where you're going. It takes that anticipation off of it. There's a story in the book about me moving in North Carolina without having rented someplace ahead of time and driving around with a U-Haul for 6 days.
God.
Trying to find a place to rent on Labor Day weekend on a beach. So I think most of the stressors are from, you know, not planning ahead. I talked to somebody yesterday who had everything ready for the movers and then got a call because they didn't show up at 8 o'clock in the morning and they weren't going to actually be able to be there for 5 more days. So she hadn't planned for that. They
right.
didn't even have a toothbrush because they hadn't planned an emergency box.
Mm.
So that creates these little things that really seem like, oh, well, I should have done that. You know, this is why they're all included in the book. And a lot of it's after. You know, there's as much, especially if you have kids, if you're moving with kids, there's so much anticipation and stress the kids are going through.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have stuff to tell them and show them before, then there's a sense of relief almost.
Well, you know, I think probably one of the big things is that, you know, moving is really expensive, and finding the right moving company and really doing your due diligence to research them to make sure your things are actually going to get there. Aside from that, you know, I would think that maybe it, certainly if there, it's not a corporate move or, you know, somebody else paying for it, some organization, it's a DIY move. You're moving yourself. Mm-hmm. So is that do you think that's a large percentage of people and, you know,
Absolutely.
Anything different in that one?
Yeah, we included a whole chapter about self-moving because probably the majority of people cannot afford the prices of what professional movers are charging.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going very far, maybe only going a couple states over or within the same town, always, you know, using either pod movers or a truck rental mover is much, much more affordable. You're only paying for the gas and the rental price with professional movers, and you've got to be really careful. And we go into this in the book of who you hire for professional movers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the nightmares I've been through. I would say the majority of people do self-move. And there's also the option, you know, of self-packing. Even if you're going with a professional mover, you can save a lot of money packing yourself.
I had an experience a couple times moving, Devra, and I wondered if counting the number of boxes, you know, before you move, after you have everything on the truck, etc., counting the number of boxes and pieces of furniture, whatever it is you're taking, is worthwhile. Because a couple times I moved, even with renting a truck and helpers to load, etc., and I was missing at one point an entire box of clothes and didn't even know it until maybe 4 or 5 days later when I finally got to that end of the house unpacking it. So does it help to know how many boxes that you have so you can count them once you're there?
Well, there's a difference on this. And one of the things that I found hugely important when I was self-moving is I talk in the book about taping off an area in your house. And as you're packing, you're putting things into that area. So you know exactly what the width and the length of your truck is. You know what the height is. I have moved where I got everything into the truck and hadn't done this and ended up leaving a dining room table because it wouldn't have fit. So, you know, if you know what you're doing, you don't really have to count the boxes. A professional mover actually makes a sheet and every box is labeled with a sticker. But when they get to the other end, if you don't control them taking it off of it, then they're not checking off each sticker like they're supposed to. Oh. I lost a chair on one move, but got a great step stool. But they're in such a hurry to offload, you have to remember, wait a minute, I'm paying these people. They need to slow down. And I've actually taken that from them and made them read me the numbers so I could check them off as they came off the truck.
Yeah, and that's really a good point because often you're on a load on a very large moving van with somebody else. You know, you don't.
And you could end up with their stuff, like I have.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so you know, I'm sure everyone wants to know, what's your worst horror story?
I've had quite a few. Probably the worst one was I had rented a truck and rented the car carrier. And I didn't think to get the guy to show me how everything worked and how the car got locked down. So we're coming down the mountain, leaving Arizona into California, and the car decides it's going to leave the trailer.
Because
they hadn't locked it down properly. So we were stuck in the middle of the desert for almost 4 hours in 120-degree heat with my granddaughter, myself, my daughter, and two dogs and a cat on the side of the road waiting for somebody from the company to come lock the car down properly.
Oh, wow.
I always say, you know, ask if you're renting equipment, you need to know how to use that equipment. That was probably one of the scariest.
Really scary. I was just thinking, thank God you weren't coming down a mountain pass when it was snowing.
Which it does here, too.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. I was wondering, too, what about pets? Can we really get organized to help the pet with having less stress on the pet?
Oh, absolutely. And this is where my co-author did such an incredible job with the pet section. Pets and plants. People don't ever think about pets and plants.
Right.
Those are the two things on a move that can cause you the most problems. I mean, I've moved with two dogs, a cat, a rabbit, and a lizard that required special care in a car for 4 days.
Ooh.
So we really went into this in great detail because, yes, there's really important things you can do moving a pet, whether it's having the right kind of carrier, taking it to a vet ahead of time, knowing what the vet or laws are in the state you're moving to, because sometimes they require certain vaccines that your state didn't.
Right.
Certain licensing. You may have a very anxious pet. You know, I always tell people, if you have a dog or a cat, put them in the car and take them driving like 10 times before you put them in a car to move.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. And we're going to have to leave it at that because we're running out of time. But folks, great book, A Happy Move. If you want to have a happy move, this is the book for you to read. And you can get it right on our site by clicking on the guest page and going right to the book and clicking on it. It'll take you right through to Amazon.com where you can get a copy of the book. And don't forget her website.
Yeah, if you want to learn more about Devra Jacobs and The Happy Move, you can go to ahappymove.com.
Devra, we just want to thank you so much for sharing all your great experiences and what you learned from it. It's really valuable information. So thank you so much. And folks, as always, thank you for joining us. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
This is Conscious Talk, where 0 point is the point of it all.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.